Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Yvonne McCoy. Welcome to I'm Ready For Me. I'm ecstatic that you're taking this time for yourself in 2015. I'm Ready For Me Adept Living is a philosophy of living your life expertly as a skilled, well-trained, and thoughtful person. Because your life doesn't just have to happen to you. You can learn and use success strategies and systems that can consciously enrich your life. Whether those life choices are about your health, your wealth, yourself, or the result of creating a bolder, more dynamic life. This process begins with discovering and focusing on what you envision for all areas of your life. You expand your horizons fearlessly when you have those strategies and systems to handle change and goal setting and problems and stuff. So that's what this show is about. It's about looking at all the different areas of your life. And when it comes to your passion and feeling alive, a balanced life is an essential building block. So today we're going to talk about take inventory professionally and personally. It's still very early in the year. But you still have to ask yourself, how are you doing so far as your goals are for 2015? Have you gotten sidetracked, you know, or have you not stuck with them? Maybe if you're finding that you're having that situation, maybe it's not what you really needed. Maybe they were based on what you thought you should do. So, like, for lose weight, you know, your doctor says you should lose so much weight, or your boss says you should do something. And most of the time when you do something because you should do it, not because you want to do it, you're not usually as successful. So the question is, how do you figure out what you need? And that answer is to take inventory professionally and personally. And it may take some time and effort, but anything, you know, that you work at usually does. If your life seems stuck, maybe it's time to look at what you need to make adjustments. What do you need more of? Is it success? Is it happiness? Is it creativity? What do you need less of? Is it stress, debt, or some of the problems? Making changes can put a new, exciting spin on your life. It can take you from the doldrums, you know, to the everyday, you know, keep doing routine, being in the rut kind of thing, to looking at things in a totally different way. You know, and although you may not feel like it, you do have choices. So let's take inventory of what's working and build on that. Let's get faster results. And you know, I want to tell you why this topic came up for me. It was interesting. The other day, I was looking to add some services, and I wanted to really, you know, dig deep and really get some good information. So I started kind of cleaning and decluttering my office, and I made a startling discovery. I have a huge amount of stuff. Not just stuff, but some really good stuff that I've accumulated over the years. And after going through a small percentage of it, I realized I probably hadn't used half of what I had. I had just collected it, and it was collecting dust. And I decided that I needed to put together some kind of inventory plan for myself so I could see what I needed. And even though this started out to be just kind of a chore, you know, it turned out to be really quite exciting. I mean, I prioritized, as I went through stuff, I started prioritizing by asking, is this still a focus of my business? Because over the years, you know, my business has changed and has become much more focused on success strategies and mindset for a balanced life. So the question was, did some of these things still make sense for me to keep? And it turned out I had a lot of workforce curriculums that I really wasn't using. You know, even in the workforce curriculum, there might have been one or two things, but the bulk of it was stuff that I wasn't doing anymore. And so the question was, where can this do some good? And I started looking to see where I could donate some of them to recreation centers, some of them to people that I know that are doing a lot of work in the workforce field still. So, you know, then I had to kind of figure out how was I going to be able to put my finger on this stuff again so that, you know, I didn't just lose it again, you know, just put it back on the shelf. So I decided that I needed to have an inventory of the subject matter. And I set up some table of topics. And as I went through each book and stuff, I looked to see if any of them, you know, had things in it that made sense for me, and I would make a note on the chart. So the next time I need the information, I would know exactly where to look. And it was interesting because as I started, I was mainly looking through books and, you know, things that I had printed out. And, you know, but as I started kind of looking, you know, on my computer as well, I found things that, you know, I created years ago that I didn't even know that I still had. I found one chart that I had created that had tools and strategies and exercise and handouts, and there were 30 of them. And they were all really good stuff, a lot of which I haven't used for a while, but all of which I thought was, was highly effective, and I can't wait to integrate them back into, you know, the things that I'm doing. So I'm just beginning on this project of inventorying my stuff, but I'm finally beginning to put together an organized reference collection for myself. And to make things better, I'm creating room in my office, and I'm creating, you know, for new activities and new ideas. I mean, it's really an enlightening activities. And so you could actually use the same thing in other areas of your life. You can go through your stuff. You can discover what you like and get rid of what you don't. And I have used this in the past. I've used it on books. I've used it on clothes. I've used it on exercise equipment. And that way you know what you need. So, as I said, this is something you can do not just in one area, but in lots of areas of your life. And before I forget to tell you, you know, I want to make sure that you click on the like button in the upper left-hand corner, and let's get down to some work. So what are we going to learn today? We're going to talk about why you should do an inventory, okay? We're going to do how to do an inventory. And then we're going to look at areas that you might, you know, how you decide how to focus on what areas you want. And we're going to get an assignment, and then we're going to get, of course, an action plan, because information without action is just, you know, it's nothing. So I'm going to start with, like I said, that, you know, one of the things that I like to think of is that you're living your life in a well-trained and thoughtful way, that it doesn't just happen to you, so that it begins to help you to expand your horizons. It helps you to come up with strategies and things that you can do. So I'm sure that you've done many things in your life. And you know, I often say, before you try to start something new, take a minute and go through the steps process. You know, what's working? How could it, you know, work better if it were ideal? To evaluate, to plan, you know, proceed and plan, and then, you know, have success. So this is part of the inventory process as well. So I think we all understand that if you want better results, you have to do something better. You have to make a change and, you know, that old saying, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you got. So, you know, just looking at understanding how change is, right, if you're going to be successful, the first thing is you have to kind of identify the behavior that you don't want. It's not just about jumping in and making a new, you know, having a new behavior. You have to kind of look at the one that you want to get rid of, all right, before you can start the new one. And a lot of times people don't think of that. They think of change as just being, you know, I'm going to start something new. So, for instance, if you'd say, I'm going to stop wasting time and I'm going to be more effective, then the question becomes, where do you waste time? And so, you know, you would probably make a list of the things that you were doing that wasted time and say, okay, I can do less of this, less of this, less of this. It would probably be very difficult for you to go ahead and just say, I'm going to be less, you know, waste less time and just start if you don't know where you're wasting the time. So let's talk about, we know we need to make a change. Let's talk about taking inventory. You know, taking inventory, the definition is to take stock, to evaluate, to monitor, to analyze, to look at critically, to size up, to make an appraisal, and that's really what you're going to do. And I think that, you know, probably this is a piece that's missing for a lot of people when they make their New Year's resolutions, is that they don't take inventory to see what they really need. They just do the things that most people say, you know, I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to find another job, I'm going to, you know, the things that are typically on people's lists. So the way to do this is that you really have to do a self-assessment. You have to discover where you are now and where you want to go. What are the personal, professional skills, assets, virtues, and talents that you currently have that are going to assist you, in moving forward? And I think that, a really important step in this is that it's really important to clarify your passion. Now, sometimes it's hard for us to think about, but your passion is built around values, vision, and your roles. So think about this. The connection between your values and your vision are emotions. The connection between your vision and your roles are your expectation. And the connection between your roles and your values are your experiences. So as you're going through this to kind of do your self-assessment, you want to take a look at what your expectations are, what your experiences are, what your emotions are about things. You know, you could ask yourself a question like, how can this be more fun? How could it be easier? How could it be more pleasurable? Because the more fun and easy and pleasurable it is, okay, the better chance you have of enjoying the process and actually coming out with a positive outcome. So some of the things I think that all of us are interested in figuring out is we want happiness, we want satisfaction, we want to feel significant. And as you're trying to do things in a way that to enjoy the process, this is going to help you in the middle of the push-pull, right? So between the endings and the beginning, there's that area of when, you try to go back to the old way and you really want to go forward to the new way. So come up with a list of questions for yourself. So as you're talking about looking at assessing your life, you could ask yourself, what do I value most in my life? Have I lived my life in accordance to what I value? Because that happens to a lot of us. I mean, a lot of times we're not in alignment with what we really want. Okay? What specific experiences have contributed to my well-being and my happiness? Because those are two things that we really, I think all of us value. What choices have I made that I would not make again? In other words, can you learn from your mistakes and take this time to say, let's not do this again? What choices will I continue to make going forward? And probably most importantly, how will I know when I'm on track? So that's kind of, why you want to do the inventory, because you want to self-assess where you are in life. And it's funny because there are things that happen that make us assess our life. I mean, a sickness makes you think about your life. I mean, I certainly went through that when I was in the hospital for my surgery. The birth of a child makes you assess your life. A divorce, those big things, the loss of a job, those are things when it's forced upon you because you really have no other choice that you take a look at what's going on in your life. But it's a lot more pleasant if you decide to do it without having some, huge overriding reason to do it. I mean, exterior, that this is totally an interior kind of decision, because you can take your time and you can sit back. You're not under any time constraints. So, okay, we've said we're going to take an inventory, but, what does that mean? Well, when you take on a project, one of the things you want to do is you want to first think about how you can do it systematically. If you can choose to be orderly and if you can choose to be expedient. In other words, you want to do it in a way that you have a system in place so you're not, all over the place and you cover all the points. You want to have it in a way that you can actually make sense of it. So I'm going to give you two ways to take inventory. One is an exercise where you're going to draw a line down the center of the page, and on the left-hand side, you're going to say, what do I want more of in my life? And on the right-hand side, you're going to ask yourself, what do you want less of in your life? Okay? I heard somebody call this the MOLO, more of, less of, strategy. All right? And then there are lots of categories. I mean, you can put down any categories and stuff that you want to put down. But, typically you're going to put things down like family, career, finances, love, spirituality. You may put down other. You may put down recreation. You may put down, whatever area. Okay. And so then you're going to take the time, you know, you're going to list each of these with some space, and you're going to take the time to really say, what do I want more of? So in the category of, you know, health and wellness, for instance, for those of you who followed me, you know that I've lost over 200 pounds. And I would still like to lose some more weight. I probably would like to lose about 40 more pounds. And yet it doesn't have the same push or resonance to it that I had when I wanted to lose 100 pounds. Okay? And so when I look at health and wellness now, yes, I would like to lose the weight, but what I really want is I want more of mobility and flexibility. On the side of health and wellness, what I want less of, I want less, you know, knee pain, I want less medicine, that kind of thing. When you look at career, what you want more of maybe would be, in my case, I want more products, and so part of what I'm working on is a coaching group. I want more time to be creative and to really think about things. On the other side of career, the thing that I don't want is I don't want to take on projects I don't like. I don't want to, you know, also on the side of the career that I want to be able to hire more people, right? So to really sit down and think about it, even if they seem impossible, and especially if they seem impossible, you know, you want to be out of debt on the thing that you want less of. You want less debt. You want more time, okay? And so you want to do that and take a look. And, you know, you're going to do that both professionally and personally, right? So take some time to fill out each category. And when you're finished, you know, you want to maybe cut that paper in half, put the thing that you want more of someplace where you can see it on a daily basis, and you want to throw away the one that you want less of, you know, and kind of, you know, have a clean slate. The other way that you can do this is called the Wheel of Life, and you can find this on the internet. I'm probably going to put it on my website at some point, but, you know, there, again, you want to look at your level of satisfaction. Now, the one that I have used is basically got 8 sections to it, okay? And the idea is, you know, you can have your own 8 sections, but the 8 sections that, you know, are kind of in the typical one are things like, again, career, money, health, friends and family, significant others and romance, personal growth and learning, fun, leisure and recreation, physical environment. I mean, you could get rid of any of those or combine them or whatever, and make up your own 8. The idea is that you've got this pie with 8 slices in it, and it could have more than 8. And in the center is like a 0, and on the outside rim is a 10. And if you, you're going to draw like an arc, right, on where your level of satisfaction is. And you're going to see that in some areas you're going to be very satisfied, and in some areas you're going to be very dissatisfied. And this is going to help you come up with, and you can do these together, actually. I mean, because, you know, they basically are rating the same thing, okay? You can decide that you want to do the Wheel of Life first and then transfer that to making the list and figuring out what you want to do. But you'll see some areas you're not very happy with, and some areas you are happy. And if you make the, you know, work on the areas where you're not very happy, you're going to get, you know, a better quality of life. So, you know, again, as you're going through this, you want to ask yourself some questions so that you can really be specific, okay? You want to ask, you know, maybe how many hours a week do you want to work? What do you want your office to look like? What type of people do you want as coworkers? You might ask, how's your relationship? How would you like it to be? Are you having trouble handling conflict? Do you want to keep your relationship alive? Where do you want to live? What's your living space look like? What do you want to do for fun and balance? Do you have any hobbies? Do you want to travel? Where do you want to travel? You know, and maybe you might also, you know, ask yourself, or, you know, if you can come up with three specific things that are keeping you from living your ideal life. And the more specific you are and the more detail you have, the better chances are that you're really going to get some, you know, traction with this. So the first thing is to self-assess. The next thing you need to make sure is that you really have the desire that to make sure that you really choose something that you want to change so that you're willing and you're ready and you're able to do it. And so I always think when you look at it, you look at it and you say, you know, what will bring out the best in yourself, or how do I get the biggest bang for my buck? A lot of times, you know, if you pick one area, some of the other, you know, things where you're not happy will just disappear. So let's say, for instance, you know, you pick an area of money. You want more money, and you're devoted to doing that, and you've got some good ideas. Maybe one of the things that will happen is it will take a lot of stress out of your relationship simply because you not only do you want more money, but you want to be able to handle the money that you have in a better way. Okay? So we've mentioned two things, two parts of the strategy that are important. The first is self-assessment, and the second is make sure that you have desire to change. The third thing you need to take a look at is you need to focus. You know, having a sense of focus is one of the main reasons that people succeed. And, you know, one of the ways you do that is you have a concise goal and you make clear plans and define what your actions are going to be. Okay, so how do you pick areas that you want to focus, and how do you do it? So probably the best way to do it is to have priorities, to prioritize. If you have a huge amount of change that you want to make, it's probably going to be very difficult to make all that change all at once. Okay, so you need to prioritize them. And, you know, a long-term standard is the 80-20 rule, you know. 80% of your problems can be fixed by 20% of your actions. Okay, so you want to look at those kinds of things. You need to do a little triage to figure out where you should spend, you know, your time and your effort. Okay, what's going to get you the biggest bang for your buck? Okay, there are lots of ways that you can pick and choose the best and the worst areas in your professional and personal life. So we said things like career, self-development, communication, work habits, ethic and integrity, change and creativity, fitness, happiness, wellness, family, love, people skills, finances, and the list goes on. Okay? So, you know, what I'm going to say to you is your choice what you want to work on. What, you know, what do you want to improve the most? What do you want to focus on? Okay, because this is where you're going to be spending your time. This is where you're going to be organizing. So I'm going to suggest that you take a look at something, you know, one area that you want more of and one area that you want a lot less of in both your personal and professional life, so that you're working kind of at both ends of the spectrum. I mean, I find that that works the best for me. It makes it a lot simpler for me to take care of. So the question is, what does this kind of look like? All right. We talked about self-assessment. We talked about desire. We talked about focus. Okay. So what else do you need to make this project work? Because this really is a life project. It's not going to be something that you can do and be finished with in just a few minutes. Right. It's going to be something that you're going to spend some time on, and you're going to work on it, and you're going to go back and revisit it. So the first thing is that you have to be committed, okay? You have to have an action plan and an agreement with yourself that you really do it, okay? And I'm going to really suggest that you write this down. People really overlook the power of writing things down. You can't keep it in your head. I think that there's something to be said about, you know, you can do it on your computer, but there's something to be said about writing something physically. It kind of bonds it with your body, I think. And what you're doing is you're the written document is going to be something that makes you really take a look at what you're doing. And a really good way is to make a copy of it and put it like all over your house, okay, that you are committed when you see it. It's a reminder that you're building a better life for yourself or a better career or, you know, better finances, okay, whatever it is that you've picked to work on. And I think, one of the important things is that you have to have the information and the resources to do what you set out to do, okay? So if you look at these and you say, I want a better career, do you have the background? Do you have the resources? Do you have the skills to actually do what it is that you say? Because maybe what you need to do is go back to school, okay? Or you need to just sharpen a skill, or do you need to add a new skill? Okay, so that's an important piece of the puzzle as well. So, it could be as simple if you're doing some personal self-development and you want to work on your relationship, it may just be that you go online and research a couple of things. Or it may be that you decide you want to go see a therapist, to get the help that you need to have a better relationship. All right. So know that, you may not have everything that you need at the moment to make the changes that you want to change. And I think really important is support, all right, because things are not always going to go the way you think they are. And sometimes it's really important to have a strategy that what happens when this doesn't work? How am I going to do this? Who's going to help me? Who's going to, keep me level-headed? Who's going to give me some additional ideas? And, who do you want? It might be somebody that you have as an accountability buddy. Maybe somebody that you know that's doing the same thing that you're doing. So, for instance, in November, I set out to start to kind of redefine my business, reframe it and build it. And I wanted to really be persistent and take continuous action on different things. And so I got one of the people that I work with, a partner, once a week we called each other on Tuesday at 9:30. We call each other and we say, okay, this is what I said I was going to do this week. This is what I actually did. This is what else happened, or some other new opportunity that came in that kind of got us sidetracked. But it was always to be, if I said I'm going to do these things, even if I get sidetracked, I need to be able to get back to them if they're still important. So support can be incredible. It also can be, aside from just the accountability factor, it also can be community. If you are trying to do something, there's something to be said about community, whether you do coaching, whether you are taking a class with other people and sharing your experiences, whether you join an association. They are all places where you can get support and community. And in terms of trying to build an incredible life, I think you need that. I think sometimes we underestimate the power that is there to help us do those things. So then, you want to make sure that you keep track. So progress is another piece of this. You want to make sure that you keep track. And how do you track this and improve your plan, evaluate and improve your plan? What are the series of small steps that are going to help you go the distance? So, the thing to remember is you have a big goal, but you should also have some intermediate steps in between. So you should have some gap plans. So, if you haven't downloaded my I Am Ecstatic at YvonneMcCoy.com, you'll see that the worksheet is set up so that you take a look at what your goal is, what your gap goal is going to be, and what your challenges are. Because without taking a look at those, you're going to want to quit. Okay, nobody sets out and says, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. You do it like 10 pounds or 20 pounds at a time. If you're going to change your business, you pick some area where you've got some expertise and you say, this is where I want to be in a year. This is, what I'm going to do for the first 3 months, for the second, that kind of thing. And so that'll be a way that you can take a look and learn how to do some gap goals to help move you along so that, you don't get discouraged. And I think the thing is that what you want to keep in mind is that you want to go the distance. It's just not about coming out fast. It's that saying about burning bright, and burning out fast. You don't want to do that. You want to be able to be persistent and consistent and keep working towards your goals. And so you have to have something that lets you do that, whether that is, you know, to check in your progress where you are every week, every 2 weeks, whether you have that accountability partner that adds, you know, adds to your success and how you track. I have a tracker that I use, and I really love it. I mean, I have 10 actions that I try to take for 21 days, and I can keep score. So the 10 actions, I can earn up to 10 points a day. One of the things that it lets me see is, with the 10 actions that I'm supposed to take, there is always one or two that I do nothing on, you know, or I only do something once or twice. And so it really lets me see where, you know, I can go back and take a look and say, okay, is this really a tactic or a strategy that really makes sense for me, because I'm not doing it. You know, if it was great and it was perfect, I would be doing it every day. But I'm not. So how else can I, you know, if it's a marketing thing, how else can I, what other marketing step can I take besides the one maybe I've given myself? So, for instance, I have learned that I'm probably not going to post on LinkedIn or Facebook every day. I just can't. Let me not say I can't. I just don't. However, I can change that to say I'm going to do at least one to two posts a week. That, to me, is doable, okay? Partially because I like to post information. So, you know, I'm not the kind of person that'll sit down and say, I went to this restaurant and had lunch and it was fantastic. So I need to, you know, I need to do a little research or whatever so that I feel like I'm giving value to people. So that's how I would be able to track that, okay, is to try something, see if it works. If it's not working, then to make a change that will hopefully give me the same kind of result, maybe not as fast, but at least it will cover that kind of thing. Lastly, you need to make sure about your motivation, okay? And someone said it's motivation and inspiration. You need to know why you want to succeed in this change. How are you going to keep yourself inspired? You know, what are some of the challenges that you need to overcome? You know, what are the attitudes and activities and actions that are going to help you? Okay, what kind of mindset or limiting beliefs do you need to get rid of, you know? And you have to be sure to reward yourself along the way. So, you know, a limiting belief, the gap actions and gap goals can also help you, when you're doing your motivation. And I'll give you one of the limiting beliefs I had about money. Years ago, I always felt if I got some large, unexpected amount of money, something bad happened to me. The car would break down. The washer dryer would break down. I mean, it just seemed like it always happened. As soon as I thought I was actually getting ahead, they just pulled me back in. I'm sorry. And it was like you almost didn't want the money because you didn't want to have the impending doom that went with it. And you know, the funny thing about the human brain is that we collect evidence to support whatever belief we have. So, of course, I always remembered the times when I got money and something went wrong. I never remembered the times when I got money and everything was okay. So that's the way we are. So, you know, where I wanted to be, the way that I wanted to be was, I have more money than I need. I have enough money to cover anything that should happen. That would, you know, but I didn't believe that. I mean, honestly, my heart couldn't believe that. And so I had to come up with a gap belief that was closer to where I wanted to be. So I had to start saying to myself, I have enough money. Aren't I glad I have enough money to cover the emergencies? Okay? And that felt a lot better. It felt much lighter. It was like, it wasn't like somebody took my money away from me. It felt more like I had a cushion to handle the things that were going on and I would be okay. And as I got closer and closer to the ultimate goal, which I'm still working on, it felt like I could believe it more, right? That I could make money in a lot of different ways. And eventually, you know, I will have more money than I need. You know, I'll pay things, you know, regardless how that happens, whether it happens that, you know, I have a huge amount of money with extraordinary taste and I can satisfy all those, Or it could just be that I paid things off and that I've been careful and that I have extra money so I can go on vacations when I want to and that kind of thing. And so that's what I think, you know, is really important in terms of the inspiration, that as you're going along that you have these, you get rid of these limiting beliefs and you get rid of these mindsets that weigh you down. And, you know, just to really add to the kind of the cliche, it's, you know, most people don't plan to fail, they just fail to plan. And so that's part of what taking inventory is all about. The whole idea is to take a look, to see where you are, and to see what you need to get to where you want to go. I mean, it's kind of like taking out a map. You know, you don't go on a trip and just get in your car and start driving and hope that you end up where you think you're going to end up. You have to take a look at the map, take a look at where you want to be, see the best route, see, you know, how much time it's going to take you. Are you going to have to stop and spend the night? You know, are you going in the right direction? Because otherwise, you're putting out a lot of effort, and you're not getting a lot for your effort. So just to kind of go back and recap, I want to talk about, you know, that taking inventory is a self-assessment. And when you're taking a look at that assessment, you really want to look at your whole life. You want to look at your values, your visions, and your roles. You want to look at your experiences, your expectations, and your emotions. And I think the bottom line is that you just really want, you know, success is really being happy and satisfied. In whatever way that you describe that, that's basically what we are going for. And so you need to ask, what do you value most in your life, okay? You know, what are the good choices that I want to make that are going to keep me on track? And we talked about two ways of taking inventory. One was the exercise where you want more of or you want less of, okay? And the other was the wheel of life. You know, and as I said this, I kind of considered them two separate exercises. But as I said it, I kind of think it would actually be good to do both of them. Because when you do the wheel of life, and if you do that first, you get a visual representation about how things are. And then when you actually write it down, then you can really describe it. So from there, you need to make sure that, you know, you figure out what your priorities are and that you're going to focus. And you can't change everything at once. I mean, it's just too hard to row upstream that way. So, you know, you need to be, it's easier to be committed to just a few things. It's easier to find support for those focused things. It's easier to figure out what are the skills and information that you need to let you go forward. It's easier to track four things and keep track of them than trying to keep track of 20, right? And your motivation is much clearer. Your motivation and your inspiration are a lot clearer when you only have those couple of things, okay? So I guess the last thing that I'm going to say to you is, well, it's not the last thing, but the last step is to have an action plan, all right? And part of that action plan to be successful is you also have to have a backup plan. What happens when things don't go right? How do you, you know, get back up again? You know, I always said one of my favorite sayings was, it's not how many times you fall down, it's how many times you get up, okay? And so that's part of that. So I want to give you some homework. And, you know, in addition to the two inventory strategies that I gave you, okay, I want you to take a minute and write a description of what your best life would look like. Now, I've done this in other situations with you too, but I think it's really important for you to set your expectations, your experiences, and your emotions. And as you do this, know that you have a choice to be happy and successful. And one of the ways to do this is, regardless what you're doing, make whatever decision, whether it's big or small, as if you have a preference. You know, how many times in the day somebody says, well, you know, what do you want? And you go, I don't know, I don't care. All right? And I think we just do that by default. But what would happen if, instead of saying that, you said, I really want, you know, you're saying, when do you want to have a meeting? You know, Tuesday or Thursday? And you go, I don't care. right? But you really do have a preference, if you think about it. It could be you want to have the meeting on Thursday because it'll give you longer to get ready for it. Or you want to have the meeting on Tuesday because it's a planning meeting and you want to have more time to do what you need to do. Or you want to have the meeting on Thursday because Tuesday you have plans to go to your kids' play. Okay, and you want to make sure that you get out of the office on time. So every time you're given a choice, you know, don't say, I don't know. Don't say, I don't care. Act as if you really do have a preference, and you will find that you will eliminate a lot of the little intolerances, you know, the little things that grate on you in your life. It sounds really simple to do, but it's not, because we're not used to voicing what we want. So I think that's a big thing, all right? To make that decision to be happy, to make that decision to be successful, and to actually make choices where you have a preference. Excuse me. The other thing is that I want you to make a big plan, a big, bold, fearless plan. You know, don't limit yourself before you even get started. Create some urgency, okay? I think even if you don't make it to the end when you have a big, bold plan, you at least feel like you've done more. So that has a lot to do with deciding what you want more of and what you want less of. And remember that 80-20 rule, okay? So get the biggest bang, you know, for your buck. Get all the necessary information and resources that you need and really focus on those big goals, on those big plans, okay? I think that if you're going to have to work hard, why work hard and only be slightly satisfied when you can work hard and smart and focused and get something much bigger? The last part of the homework is to make sure you build in time, accountability, and support. You know, how do you measure and adjust your performance? Set time frames, okay? When you're making change, you need to make room. You need to make time to make change, right? So in terms of my setting up my my reference library, you know, I have to put aside a couple hours, you know, a week to work on that. And the way that I've decided to do it is as I'm working, you know, I want to use Synergy so that I can, you know, to help me with my focus, all right, when I do my big plan. So if I'm writing something on change, then I want to see, you know, what are the radio shows I've done on change, what are the articles I've written on change, what are the books and the other material that I have on change so that I, you know, I look at all them. Right? I rediscover things that I haven't had, but it takes time. So I want to put aside a couple hours a week at least to do this additional investigation. All right? You have to have accountability. The accountability could be, you know, I put aside this much time and I actually used it. The accountability could be I've gone through half of the books on my bookshelf, or I've gone through one shelf. On my bookshelf, so that you have some accountability and you can set some time frames. Okay, you want to be able to have something. When you set goals, you want them to be specific, you want them to be measurable, you want them to be. I forgot what the A is. Not available, but you want them to be realistic and you want them to be time specific. Now I'm really like, what is the A? I know what the A is, but there's some very, you know, specific kinds of things that you need to look at to make sure that you have goals that you can reach, okay? And it does take time, so make sure you give yourself some rewards, you know, along the way. And the rewards may not necessarily be strictly attached to your goals. So if I'm putting together inventory on stuff, you know, maybe one of my goals are if I discover that I have a hole in the resources that I need, maybe one of my rewards for myself is to say, okay, here are two topics that I really need more information on. Can I find a book that has both of them? So I'm using Synergy so that I'm not buying two separate books. I'm only getting one book. If I have to buy two separate books, do I have a clear use for both of them so that I'm just not buying more stuff? Okay? All right. So those are the three steps that I want you to do in your homework. I want you to take a minute and write your description of your best life. I want you to have a big, bold plan that you can focus on. I'm sorry, I had this terrible cough that I can't get rid of, so I'm really happy that I've only coughed three times during the hour. And then you need to build in the support and the accountability and the time to get it done. And there are just a couple last things, you know, that I want to tell you and emphasize. One of them is, as you hear me talk about writing things down, right, to reach a goal, you have to have a certain certainty. You have to have a firm conviction in the effectiveness of whatever tactic or strategy that you're going to use. And, you know, a statistic is that 84% of people have no specific goals at all. 13% have goals, but they've never committed them to paper. I'm so sorry. And only 3% have clear written goals and the plans to accomplish them. So that's why I want you to take the time to really write something down, because it can make all the difference in the world. I'm going to get a drink of water, so hold on. And I want to emphasize, remember when I said act as if you have a preference? You know, don't say, I don't know, I don't care, it doesn't matter. Psychologists say we are born with only two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noise. This means that every other fear that you have is a learned fear, which means you can unlearn it. Okay? So I hope that, you know, the information that I've given you is going to help you be more successful, because success is doing the right thing the right way at the right time for the right reason. And that's what we want to do. This is information, and the real question is, how are you going to use this? How are you going to use what you learned? In the I Am Ecstatic model, you know, the I stands for information, the A stands for activation, the M stands for motivation, the E stands for evaluation, the C stands for continuation, and the S stands for success. So how are you going to take the information that I just talked about today and so success is doing the right thing the right way at the right time for the right reason. And this information that I'm giving you, and I know that it's gotten all chopped up because I'm coughing, you want to have a step to get the information, to activate it, to have the motivation, the continuation, to succeed. I want you to be ecstatic, and I want you to have a preference. So how much effort are you willing to put into this? Take a minute and plan for the actions that you're going to take. I'm going to get off this line because I know that you're tired of hearing me cough in your ear, and I really apologize. So I'm glad you hung in. I hope I didn't garble the end too much. But I want to make sure that you can take your dreams and turn them into goals, and your goals into plans, and your plans into actions. You know, I want you to be able to, you know, pump up your belief, to identify the excuses that are holding you back so that you can really do the things that you were put here to do. So, you know, I hope you're going to adopt the Adept Living Model to be available to new information, be dependable and consistent, educable, and invest in lifelong learning. I want you to promote your professional and personal integrity and be transferable in any many areas of your life. So what are you going to do differently? What did you learn that's going to help you to get 2015 underway so that you have a chance to do a lot better? So I'm just going to say, from I'm Ready For Me, and from Yvonne McCoy, stay empowered, design your life for ease, and have a formula that works with and for you. I'm Ready For Me. I'm ecstatic. Until our next show, have some great days. I'm ecstatic, and I hope you are too. Thanks.